The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleh HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Aaron, Ad Meya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Daf Ayin Zayin. There's a shaila which we are often asked, which really it's more of a Tisha B'Av shaila than a Yom Kippur shaila. Mekar to be pleasure the shaila is a Gemara on today's Daf, Daf Ayin Zayin on the base, and this shaila with the discussion lahalacha of the shaila is really the basis of understanding the whole inyan of the Issur Rechitza on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. Very often a woman will ask, she served breakfast to her children, lunch to her children on Tisha B'Av, may she wash the dishes on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday. There are still dirty dishes from Shabbos. It's Tisha B'Av after Chatzais. May she wash the dirty dishes from Shabbos? Or does she have to be worried that when she washes the dishes, her hands are going to get wet, and she thereby is going to be over the Isser of Rechitza on Tisha B'Av, and her only solution would be either to wait until Metzoy Tisha B'Av to wash the dishes, or put on gloves that her hands should not become wet from the water as she is washing the dishes. So she wants to know whether she has to wear gloves when she washes dishes or not. Really, halachically, what her shaila is how are we to understand Gebraisa in Yuma and Daf Ayin Zayin on the base? The Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan, also lirchatz mitzas gufay kechal gufay. It's also to wash on Yom Kippur part of your guf, as it is also to wash your entire guf. Vim hayim luchluch betitu vitzaya. But if the person was dirty with tit or tzaya, roichetz kedarkai, he washes himself normally, the ene chayshish, he does not worry about it. Aser losuch, one is now allowed to shmir, mikzatz gufay kechol gufay, part of his guf, like the entire guf. Vimhaya chayle, but if he was sick, oisha hayle chatotin v'roishai, where he had scabs on his head, soch b'kedarkai, he rubs, he anoints himself in the normal manner, the ene chayshish, he does not worry about it. Theoretically, this Gemara could be understood in two ways. One way to understand this Gemara is that the Gemara is teaching us that although Rechitza on Yom Kippur is Aser, that's Dafka Rechitza Shel Tainuk, where the primary reason for washing is to get that enjoyment, that nice, fresh, and clean feeling. However, Rechitza, which the reason why the person is doing that Rechitza is for a different reason, Rechitza She'ena Shel Tainuk, that Rechitza is not Aser on Yom Kippur, a blanket statement, and therefore one is allowed to wash off dirt, because Rechitza She'ena Shel Tainuk is Mutter on Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, in any shape or form. The other way to understand our Gemara is that really Rechitza Shel Tainuk is Aser, and Rechitza She'ena Shel Tainuk is also Aser. However, Chazal waived the Issur Rechitza for certain important strachim, either because, as we learned earlier, the inui of Rechitza is stamed rabbanon and Chazal were meko, or it was masra atayir lechachamim. But in either event, Chazal were meko for specific reasons. And before one gets their hands wet on Tisha B'Av, one has to examine whether they have the specific reasons mentioned in Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, in the Paiskim, or not. And only for those reasons may one get their hands wet on Tisha B'Av, and for any other reason, even if it's Rechitza She'enei Shel Tainug, it would still be Aser. So that's the Shaila. Is Rechitza She'enei Shel Tainug Mutter, blanket statement, no question is asked, or is Rechitza only Mutter on Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, for the four specific reasons that we find in the Gemara and in the Paiskim? So let's learn. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ha'hilach l'hakol p'nei ovav p'nei rabbi. Someone who goes to be mekal upon him his father or his rebbe. So the halacha is, he's ha'hilach b'ovav b'tzavari mayim e'nechishish. He's allowed to go through the water. He does not have to be cheshish. The Gemara goes on to ask, Harabe tel Talmud mai? May a Rebbe go to Hesiyas Talmud on Yom Kippur Tishrav through water in order to talk to him in learning or not? The Gemara is a boy de la ifshta. The Gemara does not place the shayla. La halacha, as we mentioned in the earlier shir, we're machmer. The question is that if we are to understand the old Rechita She'enit Shal Tainig is Mutter on Tishrav or Yom Kippur, so what's the problem? So, L'chaira, the same way the Talmud going to the Rebbe is Rechit She'enit Shal Tainig, the Rebbe going to the Talmud is Rechit She'enit Shal Tainig. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Why are we Machmer L'Halacha? That the Talmud is not allowed to go to the Rebbe. L'chaira is Rechit She'enit Shal Tainig. L'chaira, it's Muchach from our Gemara that not all Rechit She'enit Shal Tainig is Mutter. Chazal allowed the Talmud to go to the Rebbe because that's a Tzayrich Mitzvah. For a Tzayrich Mitzvah, it's Mutter. The Talmud to the Rebbe to the Talmud is a suffix whether it's not for Tzayrich Mitzvah. But Stam Rechit She'enit Shal Tainig, it would seem, is Osir on Yom Kippur. It's another Raya. The Gemara says that a person is allowed to go on Yom Kippur to be Shemir his Peiros, to go ahead and to watch Peiros. The Mechaber says, someone is going to watch his fruits. He's allowed to go ahead and go through the water, not b'chazar. When the person is going to Mekal Pnei Aviv, a rabbi, he's allowed to go bein b'alicha, bein b'chazar. He's allowed to go there, he's allowed to return. Why? Because Zokta Mishabur Bashem the Gemara Dimloy Kane, if you're not gonna let him come back, Atamachil also love. He's gonna be Machalim in the future, Shlo Yir to Losh of Leil, he's not gonna want to go. But what's the get Shmir Saperis, which is mutter because of Hefsin Mamin, he's allowed to go, but he's not allowed to come back. Either because we're not scared he's not gonna go, or because it's not such a big mitzvah that we care that he doesn't do it next year on Yom Kippur. Al Kopanim L'chaira, going back from the Shmir Sepeiros, going back from the Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi, both of them are Rechit She'enit Shal Tainig. Why should we Aser coming back from the Shmir Sepeiros if every Rechit Shal Tainig is Mutar and Tishrav Yom Kippur? The Teretz says that's not so. That the only time when it's Mutar is L'tzayrich Mitzvah or L'tzayrich Hefzid Mamin. The Chazara, even though it's Ein Shal Tainig, is Aser. So Chazara from Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi, so that's called the Tzarech Mitzvah, because if he couldn't come back, he wouldn't go. And therefore, as the Heter of the Tzarech Mitzvah, Masha Enkein for Shmiras HaPeiros, so then there is no Heter of Mitzvah or Hefzid Mamon, and it's also because Rechitush Ein Shal Tainig is also also. Another Raya, the Gemara on Daf Ayin Ches, on the Aleph brings, that if a person wants, he's allowed to wet a shmata on Erev Tishvav. The Erev Tishvav, mevi'im lo'im mitpachas, they can bring him a shmata, a washcloth, v'sheir oisa b'mayim, he soaks it in water, makes it wet on Erev Tishvav, u'meinich atachas mirishayisav, it sits a whole night under his pillow, next to his pillow, dries out, u'lemachar, and on Tishvav, mekaneach podav yodav v'raglov, he can go ahead and he can wipe with it his face, his hands, his feet, because it's no longer wet, there's no longer a problem of rechitza. The Beis Yosef says that this shmata must be pulled out of the water before Tisha B'Av. You cannot soak an Erev Tisha B'Av, when you come home from Ma'ariv Eicha, pull it out, let it dry overnight, and use it the next day. Why? Because if you do, you're going to be getting your fingers wet when you stick your fingers into the water to pull out the shmata. And there's no heter zok to Beis Yosef to make your fingers wet on Tisha B'Av. L'chaira, we have the same issue. It's a chit shein shal tainik. He's not trying to get clean. He's not trying to have any enjoyment. He's not trying to feel fresh. All he's trying to do is pull out the shmata. Why should he aser? The teretz is, once again, that rechit shein shal tainik is aser on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, except for the specific reasons mentioned by Chazal. Number one is the L'tzayrich tit aitzaya, the tzayrich of that he's dirty. The second reason is L'tzayrich mitzvah. The third reason is Hefzid Mamon. The fourth is brought in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, that L'tzeirich the Suda of Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, a woman is allowed to wash off food that she needs in food preparation for the Suda of Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, and that's it. That those are the only reasons why one is allowed to make their hands wet on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, and any other reason is Aser. Therefore, if this woman wants to go ahead and wash dishes which were already used on Tisha B'Av morning or on Shabbos, she doesn't need the dishes for the Suda of Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, she would either have to wear gloves, or she would have to wait for Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, because even though it's Shechit She'en Shel Tainig, it is Aser on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. This is also why we find in Siman Tafrei Yud Gimel that the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishneh Berurah are very specific about when a person goes to the bathroom, when is it that they're allowed to wash the hands, and when is it that they're not allowed to wash the hands. When a person comes out of the bathroom, the reason why they wash the hands is because of Nikias, has nothing to do with Tainik, and even so, we find that the Mechaber makes limitations. The Mechaber says, Tofresh Gimel Sev Gimel, Im Hitel Mayim, the Shifshef B'yodav, if a person was matal mayim, and he was mishafshef, he actually touched the meir glayim, or also tzrocha v'kinach, that he did a kinuach, then it's mutter lirchit, then it's yodav milchlochitz. However, if he was not mishafshef, or he was not mekaneach, so then the mechaber holds that one is not allowed to wash their hands, except, with the exception, the mechaber says, imroitzel l'spalo. If he wants to go daven now, so then he's allowed to wash his hands. Alf the inyan of hachayin, alf the inyan of davening, that one is supposed to wash the hands for davening, and to wash the hands before davening. The Mishneh Berurah says that, so again, if a person goes to the bathroom during the day, so then he's davening. Since he's davening, so then he can wash his hands anyway. If he's going to the bathroom on Yom Kippur night, so then he's only, Mechaber holds, only allowed to wash his hands if he was Mishafshef or he was Mekanech. The Mishneh Berurah says, Be'emes yesh machloikas ha'poskim b'zeh, d'yesh eirim da'afilu le'kinech v'shifshef yesh le'irichas yodav, that there are those who say that for the Asher Yotzar is also enough to go ahead and wash the hands, l'kavod Asher Yotzar, and therefore the Mishneh Berurah is machriya, that one should make sure they are Mishafshef and they are Mekanech, in order that they should not have a suffix and be able to wash their hands. Al-Kopanim, we see two things. We see again the halacha. The halacha is that Yom Kippur night, if one should make sure they're mekaneach or meshafshef, so therefore they can wash their hands when they come out of the bathroom in order to make an Asher Yotzar. During the day, the tefillah alone is enough. Going to the bathroom and tefillah is enough to go ahead and to wash your hands. But again, we see that not all rechitza she'en shel tainig is mutter. The Mishneh Mechaber says that when one is washing after the bathroom, one can only wash until kishrei etzba yisaf. Just because it's a suffix whether one is allowed to or not, mi suffix we're machmer without the kinuach. The Be'er Halacha talks about if a person goes into the bathroom without being aset tzrachav, whether he's allowed to wash his hands or not, and bizman hazeh. Where our bathrooms, according to many Paiskim, do not have a full halacha of a bathroom, it would seem that just stepping into a bathroom would not be enough of a reason to go ahead and to wash one's hands on Yom Kippur. Al-Kopanim, we see again and again that Rechitash Enchel Tainig is Aser. Therefore, one has to be careful to wash only at Kishrei Etzba Isaf. The Mishneh Berurah says that if a person touches the Mekayimis Metunafim in the Guf, he touches the parts of his body which are generally covered, so then he's only allowed to wash the hands which touch the Mekayimis Metunafim. To wash both of his hands would be Aser. Even though there's a Ruach Rosh Shaira on someone who touches himself in the Mekayimis HaMechusim, but it's only Shaira on that hand, not the other hands. Nimtzeinu lemeidim, not only that specific halachas of what's mutter and what's aser, but we see clearly that b'derech klal, rechitza she'en shel tainig is aser on Yom Kippur. Narvas, Chazal allowed rechitza she'en shel tainig in specific cases, in l'tzorech mitzvah, for hefsin momin, for tit, or tzaya. Again, the Mishneh Berurah says, dafka tit tzaya, not for zeya. And unless a person is an istinist, then he can wash maybe for zeya also. But because then maybe the zeya becomes lichloch. But al kol ponim, it's very specific. Tzorech mitzvah, Hasaras Lichluch, Hefzid Momin, and Tzudas Matzah Tishrav. And besides for that, it's also to go ahead and be Reichitz on Yom Kippur and a Tishrav, even a Rechitzesh Ein Shaltani.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.